Well, good morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. This is thegodschool.com. My name is Don Callahan. I'm pastor of this internet assembly. I have been teaching on the internet for more than 14 years. That's the least important thing you're going to learn today. But I want you to be aware that all the teaching from the God School is available by connecting to thegodschool.com. You know, it seems as though many Christians are running to new voices to hear something new, and it's more important. We don't need to discover new things. We need to rediscover the old. My pastor for 30 years, his name was Dr. Gene Scott, taught so much of God's Word to me and to thousands of others. But he preached 7 messages every year that came to be called nitro pills. Maybe a year ago, I had a visit with a doctor and had described some chest problems to him, not knowing what they were. He described to me, or prescribed to me, nitro pills. You know, if you get that feeling again, take one of these. It will bring you relief. Dr. Scott, having had an heart attack, always carried nitro pills. When it was necessary, it brought relief. Today is one of those messages that he called nitro pills, that we look not to a new message, maybe to some of you, but to an old message. I want you to open your Bibles to the 50th chapter of Isaiah. And the 10th verse, at one time, Dr. Scott said, this is a message for the Christian journey. There are signposts along the way. This is one that I believe reaches everyone, and that specifically that is called or chosen of the Lord, that is a real Christian. And verse 10 says, who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and has no light? This is part of the trip. It says, who is among you that feareth the Lord? You know, I'm using the King James. A better word is that reveres the Lord, that desires to please, that wants to make the Lord happy. That reveres the Lord. That obeyeth the voice of his servant. Your paying attention to that gift of God called a pastor and teacher, you're doing the right things, you want to revere, you are revering the Lord, and you are listening to the voice of one of God's servants, and here's what you get: that walketh in darkness and has no light. God responds. And here is his response to the one who desires to please God, who is giving attention to the word being delivered by one of his servants, and walks in darkness and has no light. God's response is, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. I want you to know, darkness is not a sign that we have been forsaken by God. Here's a truism: never doubt in the dark what you heard in the light. Let him trust in the name of the Lord. Now, look, in this revelation of God unto us, we have many names. There are many names of God. And the reason is, darkness takes many forms in this Christian journey, and God has revealed himself to be one who can respond to whatever our darkness might be. Let's look at some of the names that are found in Scripture and see what name might fit a particular darkness that we find ourselves in at times in our journey. God, in speaking to Moses, says, by my name El have I been known, but by the name Jehovah shall I be known. Now, I just want to point out, in religious circles, how ridiculous some teachings can be, you know, and I'm not condemning anybody here. I'd just like you to understand how religion gets in the way of our relationship with God. God says, by my name, Jehovah, shall I be known. Jehovah, it means I am. The one who is, the self-existent one. God wanted his people to know him by this name. And yet, in the Jewish religion, this name, whenever it's encountered in Scripture, they're taught, don't say the name Jehovah, it's too holy for us. God said, by this name. And so when reading or sometimes scribing this name, Jehovah, they'll read it Adonai, Lord. Not Jehovah, they say Adonai. It makes no sense to me. I hope it doesn't make any sense to you either. And as one goes through scriptures and encounters these names of God, sometimes out of God's very mouth, sometimes out of experience that his people had with him, do these names come to us? And to this Jehovah name, there are several names which describe the activity of Jehovah. And the first one, and I got to tell you right now, today I'm preaching to myself, and if you get some of this, good for you. The first activity that we encounter with the name Jehovah in Scripture is found in the 15th chapter of Exodus, wherein it says, for I am the Lord that healeth thee, King James translation. Jehovah Rapha. If your darkness is sickness, disease, infirmity, God says, let him trust. Let him lean upon a staff with your whole weight, with the expectation that that staff will hold you up, that that name will manifest itself. Because God said it, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Having access to so many original printings of the Bible in English, the first complete Bible in English, translated from the original Hebrew and Greek, is done by William Tyndale. It's done in 1537. And Tyndale takes this name, Jehovah Rapha, and takes it out of the general and puts it into the specific, and only in his 1537, and in his subsequent, and in the subsequent reprint of the 1549 Matthew Tyndale Bible, do you find Tyndale translating the verse for the very first time out of Hebrew this way? He says, for I am the Lord thy surgeon. It takes it out of the general and makes it specific. We have in the New Testament that most wonderful verse of 2 Corinthians 1:20, which says, all the promises of God in him, that is in Jesus, are yea, and in him, amen, that is no doubt. We have this name when sickness is our darkness, Jehovah Rapha, I am the Lord thy surgeon, and a surgeon heals one person at a time. If your darkness is sickness, let him trust, let him come to rely on the name Jehovah Rapha. What if your darkness is, I don't know which way to turn? How about the name Jehovah Roi? Translated, 23rd Psalm, the Lord my shepherd. Digging further into this Jehovah Roi name, we find this Roi to be a participial word. That is, what's being said is, the Lord is shepherding me. His rod and staff do comfort me. His correcting and his authority do comfort me. The Lord is shepherding me. How about I just can't get comfortable. I'm scared. I see this world in chaos, and I don't see God. I want to please God, but I'm walking in darkness and have no light. In the 17th chapter of Genesis, we encounter what's translated, the word translated God Almighty. The word is El Shaddai. Shaddai is a reference to the breast, to the mother's breast. God, the breasted one. That picture of the child at the mother's breast. Provides all sufficiency. Whatever the child is, whatever the child needs is available. Comfort, nourishment, protection. If your darkness shows or requires need of understanding that God is all sufficient, grab hold of the name. We have a license in Christ to grab hold of all the promises of God, and his names are promises. El Shaddai, the God who comforts, who nourishes, who protects. How about if your darkness is you don't know where your next meal's coming from? You don't know how you're going to make it through this month and pay your bills because of this virus encompassing the world, and because of the government's response to it, which has harmed so many. Here's a name to respond to that darkness: Jehovah Jireh. I am the Lord that provides. How about your darkness is tumult in your life, tossed to and fro with the news of every day, of this tragedy, of that tragedy, of this bad news and that bad news? Well, you know, one of the things I'd suggest to you is turn off the news. But if this is your darkness, how about Jehovah Shalom? The Lord is my peace. The good news of the gospel. The New Testament is concealed in the Old Testament, and the Old Testament is revealed in the New Testament and through Jesus Christ and what he has done, not only for his Father, but for the children whom God loved. The good news of the gospel is God is not against us. Peace, cessation of againstness. There's hardly a letter in the New Testament that does not open the grace and peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Understand what's being said. Jehovah Shalom. This word, as we have often taught, shalom, goes even beyond peace, cessation of againstness. It speaks of wellness, and it speaks of wholeness, and it even speaks of prosperity. Your darkness, chaos, Jehovah Shalom, let him trust in the name of the Lord. How about if your darkness is awareness of your sin? And the word sin in the Greek in the New Testament simply means to fall short. And God's word declares all have fallen short. But if this awareness of sin, of awareness of guilt, is bringing darkness upon you, and wherein you have no light, How about the name? Jehovah. Sitkanu, the Lord, our righteousness. This is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For in it the power of God is revealed unto salvation. For therein, in the gospel, is a righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the righteous by faith shall live. God, for faith, for trust, gives us his righteousness. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. There are dozens of names of God, wherein he reveals himself in particular to one who may be walking in darkness and has no light. And God has made all these names, which are promises to us, available to us. We need but lean upon those names. Don't look for the cause. It's darkness is part of the trip. What else does God say? And stay upon his God. This word stay, it's a nautical word. You steady the ship on something other than the ship itself. They traveled, they journeyed by using the stars to set their course. Their course was set by something other than the boat. Let him stay. Take your eyes off of circumstance. Put them on God and his name, which addresses your particular circumstance. One translation has this 10th verse this way. Let that person, who? The person who walks in darkness and has no light, let that person be made to trust in the name of the Lord. Faith cometh by hearing. Let him actually lean, rely on their God. God's not finished speaking here yet, though, folks. Behold, he goes on to say, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks that ye have kindled, this shall ye have at my hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow. You know, before God changed his name to Israel, his name was Jacob, heel catcher. Ah, God's too slow. Do it yourself. State of mind. That's what's being said here. It says, behold, all ye that kindle a fire, compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire. Folks, we're better off acting on God's promises in the darkness than flicking our bicks. Than creating our own fire. Do you know those who have an ear, let them hear what I'm about to say. This government response to this virus that is crippling not only the United States, but so much of the world. This government response is men lighting their own fire. And what's God's response to those who are not trusting in the name of the Lord? And whatever your situation may be, God has revealed a name specific to each and every one of us who might find themselves in darkness and having no light. God's response is, this shall ye have at my hand, ye shall lie down in sorrows. Who is among you that reveres the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walks in darkness and has no light, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. This last name will cover today is the name of Jesus. Jesus is the Greek cognate of the Hebrew Joshua. Joshua was Moses' helper, but his God changed his name. His original name was Joshua. Our helper, my helper. But God says, call him no longer Joshua, but call him Jehoshua. Jeh is the contraction of Jehovah. It means Jehovah, our helper. That is the name of Jesus, God, our helper. Let the one walking in darkness that has no light, let him trust in the name Jesus. Of which Paul says, God gave him a name above all names, that every knee should bow the name of Jesus, God our helper. And we find further that he's called Jesus the Christ, God our helper, and the deliverer of us. There are signposts along the way in this Christian journey. And God, in his grace, in his kindness, tells us, let us trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon our God. And that's the God School for today.